Successful trading is an extremely lonely occupation. It's sort of like the Maytag repairman who is the loneliest man on the block because he can't find anybody with a Maytag out of repair for him to fix. Trading isn't a group activity. One of the great dangers of the stock boards is somehow you develop a sense of affiliation with your friends, with other holders of a similar stock, or with other types or similar types of traders, and you tend to identify yourself as a trader within the context of the group. Now, this is very, very dangerous because it's really the group's money you're trying to take. Now, I've been asked, why would I want to trade? Why would I want to train traders to compete against myself if I'm trying to take their money? Well, the statistics really run very well with us. Probably 10% or under 10% of all very short-term traders will make money. There's plenty of room to train those 10% and to make those 10% an important elite among us. And then together we'll go and try to take the other 90% cash as we move forward. But those 10% understand full well that their competition are all the other traders out there. Money is not created out of nowhere in the stock market. If you're an investor, value can be created. A wealth can be created. Over the course of time, a compact computer worth it, which is worth $100 million becomes worth $100 billion. Wealth is created through capitalism. But that's true of investing. Investing is about value. Investing is about wealth creation. Trading is about supply and demand. Someone has to give and someone has to take. During the course of your trading education, there are many periods of time when you will be part of the group. You need the group in order to learn. You need the group to ask questions. Perhaps your group are people trading through the same service, an MB trading, a Brown, a Waterhouse, or whatever. You need to understand how their performance is, how their execution systems work. You develop a sense of camaraderie with other folks with your level of experience in the trading game, and you have a lot to learn from them. But at the same time, you personally need to get away from the stock boards for long periods of time, get away from other traders for long periods of time in order to send yourself into the cave, so to speak, and learn the art of trading very, very much alone. Quite often, you want to share your experiences of your trades with other folks, and other times, you shouldn't share anything. Now, the truth is, we really only share what we choose to share. We tend to share our good things and we tend to ignore our bad ones. And so we get a sense of positive feedback when perhaps we should be criticized by our compatriots. It's just the natural tendency that we have to remember the good and forget the bad. Of course, then we have the other phase, which is the confessional phase, where we'll just go and blurt out all the terrible trades that we made and start looking for a shoulder to cry on, and then feel that we've purged ourselves of our trading evil so that we could begin again to become great traders. But that tends to be just the other extreme. All of our communication with other traders tends to be filled with some bias. One of our problems is that we have personal agendas. Whenever you're dealing with other traders, there is a certain personal agenda that goes beyond just the issue of competition. The personal agenda has to do with some of it has to do with the male testosterone side of strutting one's feathers during the courting ritual. Whenever we're discussing or talking with other traders, we want to display our trading feathers and see if the plumage is as beautiful as the other traders. Although the trading world is occupied by, is filled with a testosterone mentality, the truth of the matter is many of the most successful traders are women. And a lot of their trading style leads to their success because they're able to develop a balance that this male strutting influence can't seem to avoid. Now, in the supply and demand of the stock market, in a very, very short period of time, you have buyers and sellers looking at the same stock at the same price at the same time. You've already chosen one side of the market or another side of the market to go and take your opportunity. At the time of execution, you understand well enough that you're buying or you're selling your stock to someone else, or you're buying somebody else's stock. You understand there's a middleman some of the time, depending on your execution system, but you're hoping that the one who's selling that stock to you is wrong and letting it go. And when you're selling stock, you're hoping that one who's buying it is taking something off your hands that you don't want anymore. But you need to learn how to also use the crowd in order to increase your profits and even reduce your losses. Crowd mentality tends to operate in similar ways at similar times. There's a herd instinct that operates, especially at the extremes of market action, where greed and fear take over and shoot stock action out of the logical, out of the rational, into the very, very emotional. Now, one of the best trades you can make and one of the best trading mechanisms you can use is to try to get on board just before crowd emotions ignite. Now, the obvious places for crowd emotions to take off are at breakup points. There's a reason for that. When stock prices start to move, people get emotional because they're either making money or they're losing money. But if you follow the crowd in the door, if you see a big move underway and then decide to take a position, you're part of the crowd. And it's very, very dangerous to become part of the crowd. You as a trader want to use the crowd as your fuel. You want to be in front of them. You want to get in a position before the crowd shows up whenever possible. You want to get out of a position when the crowd is at its most excited and its most emotional, where their greedy behavior is just buying stock that shouldn't be bought, or their selling behavior, their fear behavior, is selling stock that shouldn't be sold. You want to move slightly behind them or slightly in front of them in order to take your profits from the market. Now, staying that one step ahead of your crowd requires the development of some new skills. There's a tendency in the stock markets for us to be, again, the crowd behavior, where we react, we don't act. Trading is not about reaction. Trading is about action. Now, very simply stated, this means that you need to make your trading decisions in advance based on your setups, based on your execution triggers, and not based on confirmation from the crowd before you enter a position. By the time you get confirmation from the crowd, many times it's already too late. Once a crowd shows up, the market loses its predictive capacity because the interest of the insiders is to push volume. And when they see a crowd show up, they know that they can make just as much money by making that crowd unhappy as they can making that crowd very happy. And so there's a lot of whipsaws that take place within that environment, and you could be standing in a very, very dangerous spot. Now, really, accompanying with this, for obvious reasons, you can't always enter a trade before the trade takes off. There are many good reasons for entering trades that already have quite a bit of volume, quite a bit of crowd activity associated with them. The really difficult skill to learn here is the different levels of crowd behavior, the different levels of crowd enthusiasm and fear. It's okay to enter a crowd and a trade, really the same thing, early in the process of excitement or early in the process of fear. In other words, very often it takes a series of price bars for a climax to be reached. Now, it's okay to get in when the price expansion starts and the crowd enthusiasm is there, as long as you can measure that there's going to be a period of time before that climax takes place. Now, the markets aren't about excitement per se. If you take a look at that crowd that's sitting on that roller coaster upside down, it's a very dangerous place for you to be. Now, the danger lies in your own sense of excitement. There's so many positive reinforcements that come from the excitement of the market that have absolutely nothing to do with making money. If you fall into the trap of market excitement, the excitement of the horse race, you won't stay focused on what your real job is. And if you have any question about what your real job is, we'll just state it very, very simply. You're there to make money, period. You're not even there to have a good time. If you have a good time making money, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you have a good time losing money, that's not cool. You've got a problem, because that kind of reinforcement is going to ruin your discipline. It's going to take you away from your set of rules, and it's going to open the door to failure for you as a trader.